Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, Anthony, I love what you and Lee Nail Willingham have done. On the rare occasion when you lose, then you guys call Big Brother in to take the heat, which I'm built for this. You know, and I didn't think we were going to lose going into the contest. And it was possible. We didn't deserve to be the favorite. Even though the celebration had such intent that it was personal. So I knew that you being a Class A hater, I knew that you'd have some scuttlebutt for this one because it's a tough one. Not that we lost the game. And that I prefer to say we were outscored by our opponents. That's how I like to use that language.
Just outscored.
We were outscored.
That's it?
Yeah, because
you don't think they beat us up? They had their way with us?
I don't know. Beaten means you were manhandled. I have not seen the game. I saw the first half last night when I got home to about 4:30, and I'm looking at it, and I thought, after 4:30, the closer it gets to 5, you really start to jeopardize your health in that to what the human body and mind is capable of enduring. You don't want to put disappointment on top of embarrassment. And because a lot of guys that I adore were in town over the weekend for James Arthur Monk. And I said it was like a funeral with no caskets because everybody's there and it was an upbeat. It was the documentary with he and Tim Johnson, the ministry they're doing, prisons with fathers, the whole, all that was really beautiful. But, you know, the thing about the event is the event. And if we don't win, and then we rolled out, I know it hurt you to see that uniform. I mean, it was different, dude. I'm looking at this going, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I said, boy, them dudes, thank goodness that I got back to the studio. I left even before kickoff to get back here for postgame. Somehow I just thought, you know what, it's going to be a hell of a postgame. Can we have people happy because the uniform? Happy because James Arthur, the jersey retirement. Happy because the posse is in person. Happy, you know, Doug. I mean, the night before, Joe T. Now, how big you think that bill was? Theismann, Rippon, and Dougie all on the stage at one time.
Yeah, insane.
That was some coin. That was a commitment to excellence. And that's what James Arthur drew. It was very well done. But now I don't even have the capacity to do a recap on it, because if you don't win the game, all that pre-party, pre-stuff to me is just, it killed it. It was really, I knew it would be difficult, but I didn't realize. And look, please give the Seahawks credit. You want to know what solid means? The both organizations, and what I thought it was interesting is that because he was in Baltimore, you can't convince me that this job didn't come up in his mind, that he didn't at least explore the possibilities of not having to move, you know, being able to rent him something here and keep his career, blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember if they talked to him. All I know is that if I'm in Baltimore and I'm available or there's a job opening and you don't reach out to me and show me some love, I'm coming back with a vengeance. His boys are solid. Don't hate when you see something done right, the right way. What are the key components? They put pressure on your quarterback. Check that box. What do they do that you don't do well? Yeah, show of hands. Everybody's got their hands up, but do you really want me to pick you? They run the ball. They stop you from running the ball. How often do we say this on pregame shows? What's the most consistent keys to victory in every pregame show every week? And how many times have we hit the bell? How many times have we stopped the opponent from rushing the ball and we rushed the ball down their throat? How many times we won the turnover battle? The penalty, but these are very simple. You don't even need to have a computer to figure this out. To know where you are. Now, you're going to hear, you know who. He'll be on at round 5. So just brace yourself for that one. But it's not an act. He is torn up. So I'm doing, Toby, these two 27, 26, 25-year-old kids last night. They're kids to me. Pardon me. And I heard them talk about their childhood. And see, they're getting mocked in elementary school. How this brand had fallen apart. And I know the connection, and a lot of you reached out last night on X. You've reached out. Because you have several teams, you don't count. And you also, you play coy like it doesn't really bother you.
It bothers me.
But you know, you're too cool for it to bother you.
Yeah, there you go. I'm cool.
Yeah, you'd be more like you know who. DC kid? You can't be. You must be Baltimore. You raised in Baltimore?
No. Raised down the street, actually.
You're a product of the DMV.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I feel bad because my team's they just can't stop winning. And I'm like, I'm sitting home. If I had fingernails, I would have bit through them. I would have bit my tips of my fingers off. And I feel so bad for the Blue Jays because they put a hell of an effort out. We're so cruel in our society how we dog the second-place team in every sport, every category. But watching that show of nerves, the plays that are being made, and then we get to our picks, which I was an absolute embarrassment. The only thing worse is that I still might have won between you and the big guy. But as a group, we were horrible. That was an embarrassment. As a matter of fact, but as long as he doesn't win, then we're cool. But how about some of the contests? People left for dead come out and win. And we had a lot of people, I understand, because I left after kickoff to come back here. I heard there were people exiting in the first half. Is that true?
Halftime, early third quarter, you saw waves of people.
I truly hope that we are lucky enough to have somebody call that actually left the stadium. I would love a firsthand account if you left. And I respect you because you paid. You paid your money. And when you pay your money, can't nobody tell you how long to stay somewhere. You get them rolled up out that joint as soon as you get ready to. I'm not mad at you. That's not what I anticipated. I did warn you, though. We have to win. Don't do this to Arthur. And, man, that thing was blowing up, and I'm just watching it, and I go, when is this going to end? When do you think we'll start to sense that this year is going to stand on its own legs? Because last year, we've said it. I know I've said it. I've heard you say it. I don't know if the big guys ever really admitted it, but do you believe that we're officially into a new year?
Oh, the season's over.
You do, huh? Okay, I'm just checking.
The season is over.
I'm just checking because before Five was injured, and this is what having talented people on your team means. I never surrendered to losing until he got hurt. I was figuring out, and my mind works like, okay, we'll do that. As long as we're in range, I think he'll go snatch it. He's like Usain Bolt to me. You know, like him losing, but boy, there were some really tight races. But Bolt, boy, just knew how fast to go to get you. And now I'm wondering what life is going to be now that what I thought was a guarantee, as sure a bet as I would ever make in my world of wagering, it was on Five. So who's going to step up? Who hasn't stepped up so far? Because whatever you say, it's going to be new for us. Because we're nine weeks in? What's the one thing you think has to happen for us to get back on track?
You still think this season is like alive? Like you still think we have a chance to go out there and make the playoffs? At 3-6, granted, we've been in this position before. But do you think we have a chance? For real?
I tell you what we need now. Bell cow.
A bell cow?
Yeah, you lost your bell cow on special teams.
Yep.
He's got a collarbone.
Yep.
But one thing Luke did was he left his scent. He left his footprint. That boy's footprint is as big as Bigfoot's. Because he left you knowing what he did. Not what he's going to do, what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He's capable of so much more, but he can't play himself. This is the year that we're going to identify the next chapter of this labor force. Because I don't recall a ton of people banged up without Terry. Okay. You were out Terry all summer. You kind of knew that. It's not a surprise. Unless you tell me you didn't bank on him not being here. I got to bank on not having every one of my starters at some point in time, don't I? Or do I get to just tell you guys my bad and you just accept it? What's the letter of my job? What's my job description? Is to make sure we're covered, that we're good. How many children do you think actually go through insurance policies with their parents?
Like kids or like adults?
You trust that it's done.
Yeah.
You might have been that way because He just might have been that way. Maybe. I'm not going to believe it until I hear your father tell me that. But when back in the day, they would say grown folks issues. I love that. When they said, boy, this is a grown folks issue. What the hell are you doing sitting in? This is for grown folks. Mm-hmm. This is, man, this is such a pivotal week. I can't, and we got to go in it once again without JD5. It seems a lot for 1 year. But the, oh, no, he cracked ribs year one. But he played through it. We know he was, and then he got hurt. So he takes pain well. But the more he plays, the more uncomfortable I get with the fact that I don't think we have a bona fide plan B. That's my concern now. Because I heard a lot of people today on 106.7 and 980 saying that maybe the coaches was at fault for what, not playing your best player on your offense? Or are you conceding? You were saying there's no way we could come back and win by a team that had six comeback victories a year ago? What are you saying?
Yeah, but the game
was— Are you saying you threw in the towel when he went down? So he's that it now. He's like oxygen to us then. If he doesn't play in the game and we have no chance to win the game, that's a you problem. That's a lack of depth planning on your part. I didn't read the memo that says only can be one guy. How the hell would the Dolphins ever win it all when Earl Morrow took over for Bob Greasy? So wait a minute. You mean the only team that was undefeated also one with a backup quarterback? Yeah, that's badass. Yeah, it is. That's putting your foot on it. Yeah. And so I think this is an excellent opportunity for somebody on the offense to grab the rings and really get, like, this is my house. Let's roll. Follow me. I don't give a damn. It's a back, a receiver, an offensive lineman. Who is going to be the straw that turns the drink? Because Five's out. Let's just say Five's out for the rest of the year. And if I were his family, I'd be praying that that's the case. Now let's see what you're going to do. You're going to punk out or blow up and shock the world. Everybody that's done the unexpected has had to make an agreement with itself that you're going to be better than you've ever been. Well, why weren't they as good as they were from day one? They got all the slogans. So you're telling me there's a disconnect? Yeah, there is a disconnect. And it's not just attitudes. It's personnel. Because your people just flat out, in some instances we saw, aren't good enough. And you picked them. So I don't want to hear nothing about that. I'm just wondering, do you realize when the season starts? When are we going to flip that switch, cut ourselves on, and get into sweepstakes? What do you think? Because you had a good year last year, people are going to just curl up and bow down to you? No, Slim, it makes them want to kick you behind even more than ever. That's how cats grow up. It's nothing personal. It just is what it is. You're going to curl up, or a snake curls up too before it launches. I really don't know. Do we have that kind of personnel that can fight through this?
I'm trying to figure out what gives you so much optimism that, you know, we can still turn this season around. We're 3-6. And we don't have Five. And I understand you love the next man
the
up.
The big fella is going to join us today. And Brother Tischler, so he's not the only guy with size that we're going to have in here today. We will also have your guy, the big fella, BTP, is also due to join us today. So at 4:21, we'll take our first break. How are you going to react to this? And I want to hear remedy. It might be old school. It might be car liver oil. You know, you might have, but I need one of them old school remedies. I'm not going over the counter. Y'all have shown me enough. I don't believe in your drugstore. Do not impress me. I need an old school remedy to get us out of this funk and get us going in the right directions. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I can't wait to go over our picks later this week with Linnell Willingham and Super Producer. I proved to be mere mortal this week and proud of it. It's lonely being pushed away from you guys. Always in the lone spot, you know. So this week, I think, was humbled, but no more so than being at the stadium and witnessing what I quite frankly didn't think was possible. And that was that our stadium would be controlled by aliens and that we would be taken out. Didn't quite see that coming. Derek, you have been... you've been a soldier, and we appreciate you hanging on to Burgundy and Gold today. What's on your mind? We lost him? Oh, Derek dropped. Okay, D. All right, let's go out to. Let's try Steve.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
There we
can
go.
You hear me?
There we go.
Yeah,
we got the spaceship going.
Yeah, I was at the game last. Let me just say, I was at the game last night, mm-hmm. and I felt after the second, after halftime, I felt I was back in the Ron Rivera era, and just seeing all the fans leave and everything, it was just sad. But I'll say this: the fix to me is you start benching players regardless of status, position, etc. If they're not executing what the coaches want them to do, then sit them down, plain and simple. And I don't want to hear about, well, we can't afford to do this because, you know, they might not be experienced. Well, they can do at least as bad as the guys that are in there.
Yeah.
So give them a chance to play.
Yeah.
Seriously, just bench their ass. I'm sorry. Bench them. That's my suggestion.
I feel you. And that's not insane, and it's not an emotional tirade. It makes sense. I like it. I'm for anything other than repeating the same mistakes over and over and over. That has exactly. driven me nuts for years. Can't do that. I want some new blood, some new energy, and it's nothing personal. Appreciate the phone call.
Exactly.
Javon, you an OU? That's Jason. Okay. Good deal. My Georgetown Prep, I got to give them the credit. They got you actually being able to spell and to type.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, man, you know what time it is.
Man, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, should be.
With that result last night, but I knew it going in because there were no changes of note that was made. Bobby was still on the field for the majority of the snaps. Mm-hmm. And I don't get what their plan was going into that game. It didn't look like Cliff was doing anything that the Seahawks lacked in. And it just looked like they didn't have a plan. And I don't know. I do know. It starts at the head coach. But, I don't get the direction of the team. There's no identity. And that's disturbing going into week 10 of the season or week 9 or whatever it is. It's just we have no identity. And we're the injury bug is just killed us. But there's no excuse. Our backup, like Torrey Holton, a fifth round receiver for the Seahawks, scored two touchdowns last night. McCaffrey, a third round receiver the year prior, gets hurt the first play of the game. And not even a big impact. So I don't get the identity. Adam Peters has totally dropped the ball from last year being in the NFC Championship game. It's no reason why this roster shouldn't be better. But there was no developing. We are plucking aging veterans instead of developing. And whoever said Adam Peters was this top-notch next in line, he needs some help. And I don't know where that help will come from if, like, Josh has to step in and say, you need some help. Because the roster, the people that he's picking are dropping like flies. So I for the life of me, I don't get it, Doc. And I know you're frustrated watching it because it's year after year of our defense getting gashed on prime time. And it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't. Do you think it should be some changes or no?
Well, it's still early for me.
Okay.
In this sample, because I'm thinking big picture, the development of your best player is all I care about. Now he's injured now.
Last night, yeah.
Yeah, he's injured
now. We weren't developing him in the game. Cliff Kingsbury should not be running an NFL offense. You can see that by the little eye candy that he tries to give you, like you say, and I got this from you. He's trying to be a Picasso.
Yeah, well, he's an intellectual. Well, look, when you go out and you buy, if you buy a bulldog from the pet shop,
yep.
a pit bull, a great dane, and a chihuahua, they all have personalities. Yep. You get what you want and what you feel you can deal with. Yep. And that needs to be allowed to breathe. And we saw that. We're seeing it. We're learning it. But that's between his employer and that has none the damn thing to do with me. I don't get involved in this white collar stuff. Here's what I get involved in.
Yeah.
The record.
Yeah.
And the record last year, even though six of the wins happened on the last play of the game, they got the job done. So you got no problems out of me.
Better.
Well,
and I really wish the media would put a little bit more pressure.
Media don't hire him. Don't hire and fire. That's what adults who owners do.
But they ask the tough questions. But they ask the
tough
questions. Why?
What's a tough question that you would think you would like to ask?
Why is Kingsbury running? I mean, why is he not running the football more than passing it? And the Seahawks lacked in stopping the run.
Okay, so here's how I would break that down.
That should be asked.
So a head coach should not have to ask a subordinate why he's not doing something. He should be telling him what to do.
I need the reporters that cover Cliff Kingsbury when he speaks this week.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we running the football? Because we can't pass protect.
That's fair.
So we got our quarterback injured again. And he had design runs in that game before he got hurt in that fourth quarter, Doc. So I don't and something needs to change. I need a
You can't play with an oxygen mask around your quarterback.
So no,
I disagree
you
with
cannot.
You that you cannot
but
either.
You gotta run
he's
the
a
football.
Player. He's tough as hell.
But you gotta run the football.
I'm with you on that. I didn't even know 36 was in the game. I'm with you. Dude, you know how I preach it. I'm all for it. We should have three tight ends in and go. I want to establish who's the toughest group on the field in the opening drive. We don't do that. That's not his thing. So if the guy that's paying him is okay with it, why wouldn't I be? Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it goes. But I love your emotion with it. Unfortunately, you can't make a change for someone that likes the outcome. You can't tell me you don't like the outcome if you don't do anything about the problem. So that's the way it works. Now, you want the media to be tough. Ain't nobody got to be tough. This is point blank. And if the guy that's paying you has not brought you in to have a discussion with you, what are we going to do to change that? I think you're reaching on that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Is Mitchell with us?
Yes, sir. We got okay. Mitch Tischler with us.
Big fella. I miss you, man. You know, I got this mini-me. I call Linnell mini-me. You know, he tries to invade our space. You know, and I notice how, you know, he's always, I got Mitch. He's trying to rub it in. I get it. You know, I don't own Mitchell. But I get a little offended sometimes when, you know, when you address yourself with these defensive people. It's your prerogative.
I haven't got time for you. I know what we're going to talk about. And
well, I feel like, you know, we kind of been doing this for a minute, and now all of a sudden, you know who is blowing you up. But that's a topic for another discussion. Loved our last caller in there. We got an issue. Now, he addressed the media. I don't address the media. Everybody's got a job to do. Do you feel like a few issues that we're skirting around the obvious, or is it too soon to identify these traits as habits?
I mean, you tell me, Doc, 9 weeks into the season, is that too soon to start talking about things that need to change?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, training camp was for me. Yeah.
I think this is something that probably needed to be talked about for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
And, you know, within the flow of an NFL season, you know, you have training camp. You put in, you know, your game plan, your what you want to do on either side of the ball during training camp. The first couple of weeks now that, you know, it's way too much to ask any player to play during the preseason. Heaven forbid, you know, football players play football and get ready for games. So the first couple of weeks of the NFL season end up being, you know, almost preseason-like, where you're kind of working through some of those, you know, issues. And we saw it early in the season, you know, some of those issues. But based on the success from last year, this group as a whole, you know, deserves a little bit of leeway in terms of, you know, they were able to build something that we haven't seen here in Washington in forever. They got to, an NFC title game, all those different things. But as things started to fall apart, there wasn't the urgency from the front office, from the top on down, to make a change, to get somewhere where you can be more successful. And do I think moving Joe Witt from the, you know, coach's box down to the sideline really is going to make a difference? No. I think you're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic right now and hoping that, you know, something works. But there hasn't been the urgency this season from the get-go to follow up what you did last year. And I think you're seeing that, you know, that kind of play out now as we're 9 games in, the team's sitting at 3-6, and both sides of the ball are regressing week after week after week.
Anthony, sound like we just heard a chapter out of the good book.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, because I'm all with you. Not that this isn't something that can be changed. This is not a panic. What I'm looking right now is for conditioning. We got to be conditioned for this. I really don't even mind that it's happening. What I'm concerned about is, do we have the capacity to fix it? This is no different to me than a flat tire. Now, you can say we have AAA, and maybe that's it. You got somebody else that's going to come do it. Are we capable of changing our own tire? I have not seen anything that indicates that we are. And that's what I'm concerned with.
it's the old Mike Tyson adage. Everyone has a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
And this team has now been punched in the mouth, the nose, the eye, the ear, probably a couple rabbit punches in there also, and they haven't responded. And that's not something that I expected from a Dan Quinn-led football team. And, you know, you can talk about, you know, the culture being better and you know, being all in together and all these different platitudes that they throw out there. But sometimes, you know, having a good culture is being able to have those tough discussions with players and coaches and front office and everybody who's in the building about what needs to change. And I think that there, it doesn't feel on the outside like there's been that willingness to have those tough discussions, to have those tough talks. And I'm not talking about benchings and firings and all those different things, but you can have your tell the truth Monday where you go talk about all the things that went wrong, but clearly the way that they're trying to fix what has gone wrong,
they didn't cancel that. Worked. They still telling the truth?
I don't know. What do you think? You think the truth is being told? You know, you appreciate
it. No. Not again, but my level of honesty is different. I know, like I would say to any of them over there, every good program has a jerk on the program, in the program, that even on a good day, he looks like it's a bad weather day. He's never satisfied. He's always pressing for more. Can you identify that person? No. Now, I think that's an issue. Everybody can't be the good humor man. Somebody's got to be, again, my old company, Rent-A-Jerk. Got to have one. If you're going to get over and jump this broom. If not, then you never, ever surface get beyond mediocrity. Because it's too hard to be really good. It's too hard to win. Winning is very difficult. People talk about it as if it's something you can go and buy. And some people have bought it. Very few have, because you got to blend it. You can buy a recipe, but if you don't have that thing your grandma and them had when they didn't even have things that could measure things, then you never get it. Not everybody can be good at everything. So that's why I've always been consistent in saying, what is your objective? Are you here to make money? Well, you've checked that box. I want to know who here is willing to lose a limb if they're not a champion. Who's willing to go that far? Who's willing to go all the way to the brink? Or do you just want to be popular? Until you can't convince me that verbally. Nothing you say means anything to me at this point. Nothing. Everything you do is all I monitor. Your results. And you're in the get results business. Don't have to blame anybody. But I would not be playing the same people and losing. Now, you can put your foot on that one, Jack. So what I question is that whenever anybody doesn't make lineup changes and does not win, I got a problem with that. And somebody's got to explain to me how that's acceptable. 301-230-0980 is the number. I do have a Georgetown Prep grad and a Syracuse University grad, so I might want to ask him. They call him Super Producer. I'm still trying to put that together as to what – oh, that's right. He's worked with Linnell. So you deserve something for that. So what do you say? What say you?
Mitch, I think – so DQ's gotten a lot of, you know, slack for the decision to keep JD5 in the game. Like, we've heard all the cons to, you know, why he shouldn't have been in the game. But do you think there was any value, like, whatsoever for him being in the game? And I think, like, everybody's probably going to agree, like, the risk was, you know, not as great as the reward would have been, like, having him in the game because he's injured. But do you think there was any value, added value anyway, in terms of, like, keeping him in the game?
I give you real time doing the pregame show with Toby Altizer. And no. I'm looking at that. Again, I'm looking at it. And the thought enters my mind is that, first of all, J. JD5 has been his size his whole life. He's probably walked in some tough neighborhoods alone and survived. He's good. No matter what you think, this is not the first time he's been endangered.
Mm-hmm.
He's made a living out of doing the Houdini thing. Most ballers do. Plus, we're playing football. We're not playing paddle ball.
Yeah.
Okay. If I didn't feel, and they've done a good job this year, they've set him down and said no. They said no to him. Nobody's in charge of the team but the head man. And so you want to stop seeing him like he's getting hit? Block everybody. That's your alternative. I don't want to hear about who should play, who shouldn't play. Eliminate the competition.
Listen, Doc, in an ideal world, mm-hmm. you're right. That's the answer to the question. But you also have to talk about the reality of what we saw. And we saw Jaden running for his life from the start of the game. And I think it was the first time that we saw Jaden really press since we've seen him in a burgundy and gold jersey. I think you saw it early on with some of the throws, and certainly early on as he had to tuck the ball and run as often as he did.
Okay, well, then you should have benched him. If that's what you saw, then you should have benched him. But I've seen him in some tough situations and jumped out of it.
Listen, that dude is a fighter.
Yeah.
And sometimes the better part of discretion is the better part of valor.
Okay.
And that's when you need the head man. You need somebody who's overseeing things that pulls him back. They've shown the ability to hold him back from what he wants to do.
Yep.
You know, by not playing when he was in Kansas City or whatever.
I agree.
You need somebody to step up there. And when you look at the totality of what you've dealt with this season as far as injuries go, Jaden Daniels is now three straight games he's played in, he's gotten hurt in three different injuries. I'm not saying that Jaden doesn't want to be out there and that Jaden's asking him to get pulled, but when you see a quarterback running for his life, plus you know the competitor and type of person that Jaden is, you have to know that he's not going to be okay, that he doesn't just sit back and sit in the pocket and throw a ball away if a guy's not open. He's going to try and extend the play and make something happen. And as a head coach, when you decide to punt from your 50-yard line down 24 points in the fourth quarter, you are waving the white flag. Whether you want to accept it in your brain or not, that's waving the white flag. Your defense has to be able to stop a running nose. Punting at that point is telling people, hey, we want to get out of here and keep this thing moving. So after they punt on fourth and 14 from the 50-yard line mm-hmm. at the start of the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. that's when you have to start protecting the players from themselves. And there are plenty of players. There's 53 men that are active on that roster. There's plenty of guys that can step in and play. And you look at some of the guys who have dealt with major injuries. Sam Cosby should not have probably been in that game late in the game there. He's coming back. You can't allow these guys to keep fighting the way they are when you as a coach are waving the white flag as to whether you're going to win or lose this football game. And you know what? Those are valuable reps for other players. These guys, this offensive line has been healthy, but you're not telling me that getting Allegretti out there for a couple plays and you know letting him getting him into the flow of an NFL football game might not have value as you move forward in this season. This is a situation where, yes, in an ideal world, you block it up better, you design it better, you call it better, you play better, and that fixes all these things. But those fixes aren't there. Those fixes are not there as we've seen this team constructed. As we've seen this team play from mid-August until now. And so at some point, you need to pull the reins back. You got to figure out where it makes sense and where it doesn't make sense. And to me, you know, in a couple of the group threads I'm in, you know, when they punted from the 50-yard line, I texted those threads. I was like, Jaden needs to get pulled now. And after that punt, Jaden was down at the end of the bench. He had kind of a towel over his head. He was standing on the sidelines at the end of the sideline. And it looked like he had been told that his night was over. And then to go throw him back out there again is just an unnecessary danger. You know, he's still working back from a hamstring injury. He still has the knee injury. Yes, he's healthy enough to play. Maybe he's hurt, not injured. But make sure that you have him hurt next week as opposed to now injured. And, you know, who knows when we see him next. But I'd be shocked if we see him again this season. And that's the problem is the urgency and the planning and, you know, the construction from the start, and we're reaping those rewards as a fan base, as a media team, you know, and as the football players on the field are trying to work their way through this thing.
I love it. I can't argue. Everything's valid. Somebody's got to make a decision. That's why they call you the what? The head coach and the general manager.
Not the head coach.
And the owners. People in the position to make decisions. That's why they're tough, because they're not for everybody. But I will never, ever feel sorry for a player being in a game, ever. Because to me, that's where he wants to be. Somebody's got to make a decision if it's in the best interest of the team and the results we're going to get. That's their job, not mine. Mine's not to seek weakness in men. It's to seek strength. And they got to get it figured out, because we're saying a lot of the same things. But the bottom line is that we've got some mano-a-mano issues up front that are a lot simpler than what we've just discussed. And for some reason, a lot of us feel like we don't necessarily like running the football.
Well, I can't run the football right now. There's bigger issues. We can get down to the play calling and the planning and the execution and all those different things. Today feels more like a big picture, you know, let's let out our frustration type thing. But I mean, the inability to run the football, the inability to commit to running the football is a problem.
And very well said.
When you have a quarterback coming back from two leg injuries and he's the leading carrier in the game, that's a problem.
No, you're right. You know what, dude? That's why we love you. You're right. And it's frustrating, especially when the team doesn't win. And I'm in a horrible mood seeing that beautiful uniform just going to hell in a handbasket, and my guy coming back to be honored, and then they don't win the game. But you have just – you dropped it on us, and I appreciate that. Tell that guy – what's the guy with the show called All Ears? Yeah. Give him – he dumped us. He dumped the late-night crew. But tell him we still love him.
All right. I'll make sure he knows that.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I tell you, the big fella, man, as Coach Thompson would say, he is simply one of the best. 455 here. Burgundy and gold today. And the young fella is getting the attitude. I got to go deal with him. Stay with us. We'll take some calls when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.